This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Yeah, all that talking we did for nothing.
So, all minute of it?
Yeah, well, I don't want to redo it, do you?
No.
Then fuck off.
Hi, everybody. It's TGO Radio. Yeah. Welcome back to the show. I'm Brian Wise. Wait a minute. No. See? Who am I?
See? Well, I don't fucking know.
I don't fucking know.
Can I tell you, I spent an hour and a half. I'm taking some days off here in early November.
Yeah, well, you're getting old.
Yeah.
You're getting older at the end of this week.
And spend more time over at my father's. You know, I'm not going to pretend I, take part in great intellectual pursuits. But, I'll open a book and
sure.
This and that. But my father is just, these fucking 70s-era sitcoms is all he does day.
Isn't it?
Jesus.
Man, it's stuck in that time, isn't it?
The consequence is, he's 78 and he's an ignoramus because he doesn't, it's all his mind does, like that, and play Tetris. Like that's all he does.
Play Tetris.
He's played Tetris for 4 decades on a Game
Boy.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
But, is he still playing Tetris on the same Game Boy from 40 years ago?
I think, he had to get a new one.
Okay.
One or two since the one in the old days, the 80s or whatever it was.
Wow.
But yeah, no, but that's what he does. And I'm like, well, no wonder you fucking don't know anything. You can't remember. Your brain is turning to pudding because you're fucking.
Your old man's like Rain Man.
Jeez. No, because he could count toothpicks or whatever the fuck it was, paper clips or whatever it was. Not my dad. Dad, how many paper clips is that? I can't look down. I have no idea what you're talking about.
What's a paper clip?
Yeah, right. Gee whiz.
Yeah. I can't be bothered to gaze my eyes downward.
Well, I had that trouble getting up earlier. Yeah, me too.
No shit.
Because I'm fat like you, buddy. My knee hurts too. You know why? Because I'm fucking 70 pounds overweight or whatever the fuck it is. Anyways, propaganda techniques is the first video
techniques
this
week. Of propaganda.
And
1949.
Yeah. William J. Brink, PhD. Yes. Cooper.
Was it a victory for good government, Mr. Brown? Or was it a victory? Perhaps I can help you, Chuck. I think the election was a victory for good government. It might also be called a victory for propaganda. But that would have been equally...
Have we watched this?
No.
Does that look familiar to you?
No.
Okay. All right.
So no, not at all.
So it's two guys sitting in an office, and someone named Cooper has just won re-election, and they're discussing, rather, it's propaganda. And, of course, the answer to the question is just propaganda if I disagree with it. If I agree with it, then it's, yeah, it's just good governance.
Propaganda and a conspiracy theory.
Yes.
Yes.
True if our opponent had won.
But that's what I mean. Everybody uses propaganda.
Oh, no, not everybody, Chuck. Propaganda is an important force in our society today.
Everybody.
That's why, besides using propaganda, I've been studying it for some years.
Uh-oh. So this is 1949. Yeah, he's been so studying this is right on the fucking heels of the, yeah, Nazi propaganda machine.
Yeah. And the Soviet propaganda machine.
Yeah, the Soviet, yeah.
And the American,
right,
propaganda machine. Of and course, the Italian propaganda machine. And yes, yeah, 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 yeah. So now they're going to tell you that...
Wait a minute. America doesn't use propaganda.
No.
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 Well, what are you talking about?
Buddy, who was the guy during the Wilson administration during the first war that was just... You know, they had 4-minute men. They had guys who go to movie theaters and lecture you in between reels of the movies you were watching.
Jesus Christ. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a whole insidious... Wilson fucking sucked a lot.
Wow.
He was terrible.
Huh.
Yeah, well, yeah. See, I've been studying this. The people I agree with are the good guys. Therefore, it's not propaganda. Now, wait a minute.
The first picture we see in the book is a Nazi concentration
that's
camp.
That's about what that looks like, too.
Picture. Propaganda skillfully employed to turn millions of men to a cruel hatred of their fellow men.
Yeah, well.
And propaganda often persuades us to help our fellow men.
Uh-huh.
The products of our factories are also known around the world through propaganda in the form of advertising and salesmanship.
Well, but so far you haven't lied yet.
The study of history reveals a great deal of propaganda that has been used to fight wars and win wars.
Yeah. Share the meat.
Share the meat.
That was my philosophy of the 80s and 90s. In the early 2000s. I was sharing the meat.
Yeah.
Hello, share the meat. That sawdust fucking meat you've been eating.
What?
Sawdust meat?
Help with the war.
Yeah. We can't win it without you.
If you eat your meat, you don't win the war.
Yes, you can't have any pudding.
You can't have any pudding.
Propaganda can also be used for peace.
Oh.
So you see, Chuck, propaganda is important. Well worth any time you give.
So you see, Chuck, you've learned nothing from what I've just told you.
Right.
I gave you some gross generalities, and now you know you're none smarter for having listened to me talk to you about it. I've studied it, but I can't really tell you a fucking thing about it. Do you have any questions I can't answer? Good, Chuck.
You have any questions? No? Good.
Good. Now shut the fuck up. Let me lecture you some more.
Fuck out of here.
Looking Richie Cunningham looking asshole.
Sound potsy.
I see that. But how can you study it?
Well, you can begin by investigating the techniques of propaganda. Here. I've listed some of the main ones. Glittering generalities.
Oh.
Transfer. Name calling.
Commie.
Card stacking. Testimonial. Plain folks and bandwagon.
See. Glittering personalities. Or generalities, excuse me.
Yeah, that's the, every one that's run for office since fucking 1800, I guess.
Right.
President.
No shit.
In this garbage country.
You'll find these techniques used in many places, in many ways, for many different purposes.
Oh.
Your job is to recognize them when you see them.
Your job?
My first job is to understand what they mean. What is a glittering general?
That motherfucker's going to grow up to be the lead singer of the Rolling Stones. That fucking top lip.
Yes.
Come on, Chuck. What the fuck?
Prancing.
Yeah.
He's got a hairline that's not been seen in nature in 200 years. This kid is fucking Ralph Mouth looking asshole.
He's got that Neanderthal eyebrow.
He really does
going.
Look like he's hurt.
That brow is just
hurt squirrels for fun. This fucking kid. He sucks.
Propaganda bad.
fire. Fire.
Oh,
hot.
You got any French fried potatoes?
No. I aim to beat you in the head with it. Fucking sling blade ass.
Hey, just a boy.
All right, I'm going to head on down to the malt shop and talk about this propaganda business.
I reckon beat you over the head with it. It's propaganda.
Well, let me see.
Well,
that headline you were quoting, a victory for good government. Good government is a phrase we used many times during the campaign. We said the mayor stood for good government and promised good government.
But it's true, isn't it?
What's true? What does good government mean?
He's a commie.
Is the mayor's idea of good government the same as yours?
I see. It's a glittering generality.
One of the best.
There's another.
Yes. And why do you suppose our opponents chose that phrase?
I guess because every...
Butler Victor, for mayor.
Victor Borga for mayor?
That's fucking... That's so goddamn good. Why does it look like he should be slinking in the fucking woods with Lee Harvey Oswald? He really is a fucking... That is a poor mustache. And again, another hairline of questionable origin.
Exactly.
It's going in four different directions there, Ronnie Reagan. Why don't you relax? Fucking goddamn. Woo.
He is a real American.
He looks like the Timu Clark Gable.
Timu Clark.
He
ordered Clark Gable off a Wish, and this is what I got.
The fucking pencil mustache asshole. I hate him. I hate Butler. He's a real American, I guess, but he's fucking...
But he's for good government.
Yeah, well, he's also for... Oh, my God. He's also for kid touching is how he looks. He's a mess, this guy. No, I hate him.
Everybody likes a real American.
Right.
And they wanted to transfer that liking for a real American to Mr. Butler.
Yes. And that's what you mean by the technique of transfer.
That's it. Now let's see if you can recognize another technique.
Yes.
A day or so after that poster came out, I said in one of my campaign speeches, our opponent advertises himself as a real American. I say he is unreal, unrealistic. He is a visionary, a theorist, a dreamer. He is so thirsty for public office that like a weary traveler in the desert, he sees a mirage, and he is trying to sell it to you as real.
Yeah. Well, the next...
There.
Yes, well.
Yeah.
Well, now I see this guy in a bathhouse trying to sell these wares also. However, that looked in the late 40s, I have no idea, but...
Yes, well... This is the best asshole you've ever seen.
Gross.
Yeah, well, speaking of assholes, there's one sitting in this chair. Yeah. And also.
Oh,
little bubble.
Nothing.
It was a little bubble. I had a symphony in my fucking bed this morning.
Yeah.
Da, 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 there was a Sousa march in my fucking bed. Ooh. Fucking Sophie was so offended. She was like, fuck this noise. I'm out of here.
Fuck
yeah. And she's,
fat man.
And she smells her own shit. She's a cat. She couldn't take anymore. She was like, fuck this. Fuck this noise. I'm out.
Cat sleeping with you under the covers?
No.
No?
No, Sophie is... She was five when I got her. She came from a bad home. So she'll give you what she's going to give you, and then that's it.
That's it. I'm out.
Sophie's very much her own cat.
Yep.
Now, what would you call that?
That's name-calling. Visionary. Theorist. Dreamer.
That's right. And those are very polite names. But now I want you to listen to something else.
He's a cunt.
Oh, it's a Victrola.
Oh, yes. Here's a record player. It's Hitler. American Hitler.
Yeah.
For my collection of propaganda materials, I've made a special record of part of one of Mr. Butler's radio speeches.
Oh, God, here we go.
Mayor Cooper asks that he be judged by his performance in office. Very well. Let's ask him who was mayor when the municipal waterworks fell into such a state of disrepair that the whole town was without water for 2 days.
Uh-oh.
Let's ask him. But no, let's not. It might embarrass him.
What a fucking... I mean, you know, okay, but...
You reckon?
Boy, the fucking mudslinging in 49 was just awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's when the water was out for 2 days, and you were shitting in your hat. Then what was going on?
You were shitting like an Arab.
Like you were in India. You were shitting in the streets?
Then wiping what? With your hands.
Right. With a corn cob, you were wiping your ass. Then what?
I'm sorry, they don't wipe.
The Sears catalog was taking a beating at your house for those 2 days. Then what happened? You going to vote for this cunt again? What's the matter with you? Good governance.
Recognize the technique? No, I don't. It's a tricky one. Is it true about the waterworks? Partly true. That's what we call card stacking. Cooper was mayor when the pumping station broke down, but it was the men in office before him who allowed it to get into such a rundown condition, and it finally gave way before he could get anything done.
Okay, hang on. Who's the cunt here? Because it's rapidly looking like our propaganda expert is the fucking cunt in this. I mean, it's...
What is the point of this video? What are we supposed to be learning in 1949?
I guess it's to learn how
Because this is all... It's like... I'm sitting here listening to this going, all right, you know, yeah, fuck all these motherfuckers, which is pretty much the attitude I have anyway, but...
FDR was dead, there's... Tale could be told finally, I guess. I don't know. What do you want me to tell you?
And card stacking is choosing some facts and leaving out others and arranging them to suit your purpose.
That's the idea. Now, you see our little campaign movie?
Oh, shit.
Oh, yes, a couple of times.
Well, let's look at it again.
Yes.
As an example of propaganda technique.
Our campaign
was a testimonial movie, wasn't it?
Jesus Christ.
Look at that fucking camera.
What the fuck?
That thing weighs 6,000 pounds.
Oh,
that
shit.
That's a projector, and that thing was, wow, made of tank
Looks
material.
Like a fucking meat slicer. What the fuck?
Woo. Yikes. Wow.
Yes, we used other techniques, too. See if you can spot them. Will you get the light, please? Oh,
sure. We just barely discovered talkies.
Would you get the light and pull your pants down, please?
Yes, here's some propaganda for you. It's going to be dribbling down your ass cheeks here in about 2 minutes.
I'm going to propaganda my finger right up your little asshole.
Propaganda my finger. It already smells bad, don't worry.
Yeah.
If we had a better grip on the germ theory of disease, I would have washed my hands before we did this, but it's 1949 and...
This is what we call a glittering prostate exam.
If you start to get a little bit of pre-cum, don't be embarrassed.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Let it happen.
Let it happen, Timmy or whatever your name is. Tommy or whatever your fucking name is.
Dork-ass bitch. Potsy motherfucker.
He really is. Oh.
Snapshots from our town.
Yes. All right. Gertrude Hamblin.
Gertrude.
Is that
even the names were old?
Is that Aunt B?
I don't know. I think so. About to find out.
Land sakes. A body hardly has time enough. The house to clean and the washing to do and...
Okay.
Quit fucking acting like you're working hard. Just stop it.
You've been drinking a fucking sandwich, cunt.
You've been drinking since 10 a.m. Relax.
I'm going to say right now.
No.
She's 28.
Land sakes.
Okay.
A body hardly has any time to do.
The men folks to feed. They like their chocolate cake, too. But I do want to take time to tell you that I've known.
And I like my chocolate dick.
Yeah.
Whoa. I have the milkman come around twice a week.
Exactly.
Give me a vigorous rogering. It's 1949, so I'm going to
I got the milkman coming around and stirring my batter every other.
Yes.
Whipping up some fucking frosting.
Stuff's getting whipped up, all right.
Damn.
You better hurry there, missus. I got four more women on this route.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Got four more milk deliveries.
Wink.
I got these bottles to drop off, too.
What up, 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 up.
Splash.
Yeah, I'll just fucking... Ugh.
Dick Cooper, ever since he was knee-high to a grasshopper, he comes of a good, respectable family, just as honest as the day is long.
Oh.
He knows our town. He's one of us. That's why I'm going to vote for Mayor Cooper. And all my friends are going to vote for him, too.
He's good
folk. Stop a minute, Chuck.
He's one of us. That means he's white.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Not like one of those people.
He's not that fucking greasy Italian fucking other guy.
No.
Recognize the technique? That must be what you call plain folks.
That's right. You'll find many versions of the appeal based on the common man, the man on the street, log cabin to president. Now let's look at the rest of the movie.
Yes, Mrs. Hamline is voting for Mayor Cooper.
Yes.
Her friends are voting for Mayor Cooper.
Yes.
Your friends are voting for Mayor Cooper.
Fucking everybody's voting for Cooper.
This fucking cocksucker.
Jesus.
If everyone's voting for him, then what do you got to campaign for?
The people know what they want.
Those fucking mannequins are voting for Cooper.
Why, is it Chicago?
Yeah.
Thank you. 49. You were corrupt.
And what they want is Mayor Cooper.
Yes.
So you'll be left behind. Get on board the Victory Special. Vote for Mayor Cooper and ride with him to victory.
Victory.
Ride with him to Warm Springs, where he'll die of a cerebral hemorrhage with his mistress standing nearby. FDR folks.
Yeah.
Oh, got a mighty serious headache. And he fucking
cashed it in.
Yeah, he did cashed it in. FDR has left the chat. Gee, my head hurts. Yeah. We know. Hey, here's the woman I used to fuck when I could walk. Maybe she can come with me and watch me die.
The bandwagon.
Yes, the propaganda we've been talking about is easy to detect.
Yes.
But a great deal of propaganda is much more hidden, much harder to detect.
Oh.
That's what's bothering me. Even in a small local election, there's so much propaganda. That poster, a real American, it uses a transferred device. Does that mean it isn't true?
Not necessarily. Evaluating propaganda isn't that simple. Recognizing the technique is one step.
Well,
another step is to know the purpose.
He does jerk off to Stalin's speeches.
Right.
So. He's American in the sense he was born here,
sure.
But that's about it.
What is the purpose here? That's easy. To get people to vote for Butler.
Yes, to persuade people that Butler is the better man. To move them to vote for him.
Yes.
In short, to sell Mr. Butler to the voters. You'll find that the purpose of most propaganda is to persuade people to believe something, to do something, or to buy something.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. But it still doesn't answer my question.
No. Your next step... And it's a big one.
No.
No.
No question answered. No.
Mr. Butler's not here.
Is to get the facts.
Well, is he a real American?
Howard Butler was born in this country. He obeys its laws. He's a good citizen. Yes, he is.
Ooh. I told you, they're getting better.
Getting
mm-hmm.
And some depth to him. Yeah. Jesus.
Fresh on the side of my ball bag there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's going to get a little soupy in here.
That doesn't do kitchen smells.
Well, he was born here. He obeys our laws. Saturdays, he dresses like a woman and goes out to the to the cabana.
He only date rapes American women. Of course he's a real American.
Well, we didn't call it rape back then.
He only dates real American women. Just a date. That's all it was.
That's all a wink.
The real American.
Let me tell you this. If you got to spit into your hand to get it lubed up to stick it in, it's not a date. That's rape, buddy, okay?
That's not a date?
No. Nope. That's an attack. Okay? He only rapes American women. Oh, well, in that case.
Oh, well.
Well.
Damn.
Because, God damn. Oh, gee whiz.
Hold still. I got enough pre-cum for both of us. Oh, shit.
It'll get wet eventually.
Oh, boy.
Just hang with me. Just hang loose, blood.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Cooper's a rapist. I guess is the point we're making here.
Same can be said for Richard Cooper.
Oh.
So ask yourself whether the facts support the purpose. Do they support the transfer of feeling from real American to Mr. Butler over Mr. Cooper?
No, I guess not.
Well, that's your fourth step. Weigh the facts against the purpose and the technique.
Tell you what.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, tell me all about it.
I'm your listening. Fucking fast food diet.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I just stopped and grabbed a lunch today on the way. I knew if I went straight to Dad's, it was another half hour of whatever fucking gay show he was watching. I just couldn't do it.
What, Love Boat and Fantasy Island weren't gay?
Oh. Love. Exciting and new. And then I get pulled into his fucking shenanigans because I'm like, you know, the guy that sang that song died. Like, so I'm like, all he wants to talk about is famous people that died. So I get pulled in.
Like Bill Cosby?
Oh, you see? He told me Cosby died. I'm like, what? That's a big deal if Cosby died.
Oh, shit.
And I went looking on it. Cosby didn't die. He's just being a doddering old ass, my father. Come on.
I think I understand. To know whether propaganda is good or not.
Propaganda?
Yes. The propaganda. Era of the propaganda. The
propaganda.
Cuba.
Leaser.
Era Leaser. Quick, Simpson, honk at that broad. Nice work, Simpson.
Or not, I should know the purpose, recognize the technique, get the facts, and judge the purpose and technique by the facts.
But when you want the facts about live political battle, don't come to a campaign manager.
I might do it at that. But I will also go and see your opposition.
Well, that's all right. Whenever
you're
talking
about... Well, that's all right.
That's all right, Mom.
Oh. Well, I got to break out Elvis at the office yesterday. We had a...
Oh, yeah?
I forget what happened, but it was a lot of me going, oh man. I was like, doing this deal.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
Fucking propaganda.
Dance
Get
monkey.
As many different points of view as you can.
Yes.
You know something?
What?
I think that it might be interesting to make a really serious study of propaganda.
I find it interesting, and there's plenty to study. Here I have just a few of the many books on the subject. Oh. You can read them. You can keep your eyes and ears open for little bits of propaganda. And, of course, you can study whole propaganda campaigns.
I'd rather study propaganda holes, thank you. H-O-L-E-S.
View on which I've been gathering material. Hitler and Nazi Germany had a campaign of propaganda that ran over many years.
What?
Then there's a wealth of propaganda to study on the subject of Russia and communism.
And the Reds.
And the Reds.
And the Reds.
There's propaganda to study in our own American elections, national as well as local.
Oh, boy.
And in many of the major issues on which elections often hinge.
Jesus Christ. What year is this from?
I think it was this year.
Wow. What the fuck?
Commies are still running for office and winning.
God damn it.
Well, if I don't learn about propaganda, it won't be because there's no way to study it.
That's right.
You know what? Obviously, this film didn't do any good.
No.
Because here we are.
Here we are.
Chuck, remember the techniques of propaganda and use the procedure we out is a powerful force. So powerful that your study...
Oh.
Your study of propaganda is important not only to you, but to me and to the world.
He's dead now.
Jesus.
Boy, I'll tell you, I mean, they came... No, he's a real American, Jeff.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Look, we had, what was it? Communism, something, and the Reds.
And the Reds. And the Reds.
Our next video this week is one Jeff picked out. It's Are You Popular?
You recording this, Dan?
Yes.
You got it going? Everything good? Okay.
You know, fucking kayfabe that shit, man. This is the back half of the show. Kayfabe that
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah.
What's the matter with you? Anyway,
I like giving you shit to have to edit.
Anyway, no. I'll keep it in.
Yeah.
Completely unrelated to, it's the same day as the last piece you heard, I promise.
Yeah,
anyways,
sure, right.
Jeff picked this out. It's called Are You Popular? Another of the Cornette films.
I've really learned a lot this year from these Cornette, especially these, you know, 70-year-old Cornette instructional videos. Yeah. Division of Esquire.
1947, huh?
1947.
Wow. Golly.
Yeah. Division of Esquire Incorporated.
Mm. Yes.
Yes.
Esquire. Yeah. Yes. Alice Sauer. Has always got some PhD attached to this somehow for some reason.
Well, you know, you got to give us some credibility here.
Well, we'll see.
That's opposed to Alice Showers, who was an early, late 40s porn star.
Oh, Harry Showers.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Gross.
Okay, it's a bunch of kids sitting around a cafeteria. Smallest cafeteria in high school history.
Senior prom posters up, track meet, your typical, you know.
Yeah, they've all the gay homosexuals, all the all the boys have got the sweaters and collars and gross.
The sweepy fucking hairdos.
That's no way to fucking live. 1947, figure it out. Get
that fucking hairline.
Mix a t-shirt in. Yeah, like, what are we doing?
You can't do that. Then you're a greaser.
Yeah, no, I know. My dad tells me that when he was in high school, he wouldn't let you wear jeans with rivets in them.
All jeans. I thought all jeans had rivets in them.
Well, apparently at some point there was a problem. I don't know what, but, this was...
Goddamn riveted jeans is what took the fucking world. It's what took capitalism down, Brian.
No, I know. You're preaching to the choir there. But he was born in 47, so he was in high school in the early to mid-60s, and no rivets in your jeans. I don't know how that's, you know. I guess I want to meet the rivet hall monitor. You know,
yeah,
the one who
right.
goes around looking for, you know.
Hey, get back here. Hey.
Unroll those smokes from your t-shirt sleeve, you hooligan.
Popularity. Yeah. What is it made of? How does a person get to be popular with lots of people and have a few close friends, too? Let's watch and see what makes people like one person and not another.
Hey, Jerry, there's that new girl in our math class.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking taking that hot dog to fucking town.
Well, so the way he's eating that hot dog is how an alien would eat it if he were trying to look like a regular person. No one eats a hot dog. He's eating it at an angle, but he's still going from the top. Like, it's... No one eats a hot dog. That's very
silly. He doesn't tilt his head back like he's used to. Type of guy that eats Snickers upside down.
Yeah, he does.
Kisses the tip of the hot dog before he eats it.
Fucking licks it. Man, you put half that hot dog down your throat?
Half?
Yeah, I did.
Just getting warmed up.
Golden Throats Hall of Fame. No.
Her name's Carolyn Ames. She's a swell kid.
Why? Do you know her?
Not very well. I wish I did.
Yeah, I tell you this. Well, let go another second here now.
I don't know what it is, but there's something about her you love.
Right there.
Well, sure.
That girl looks like she's ready to fuck your cock off.
Oh, okay.
She looks like she is ready to go.
Yeah?
She's got what I'll call a face.
Okay.
And I got to bleep that name out. but trust me, that's a very similar look to someone who's going to fuck your cock off. Wow.
She's not scanning where to sit. She's scanning what fucking dick she's going to suck next.
Yeah, what to sit on is what she's scanning for. She looks like she is ready to go. She does have a fucking mouse face, though, a little
bit.
Yeah,
it is.
Now that I'm looking at her.
Yeah.
But in her eyes, she's got the, you know, look of a girl that gets tired on weeknights, if you know what I mean. No idea what that means. No idea.
That's funny, actually.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Looks nice to start with.
Yeah, especially when you compare it with some of the weird characters in this place.
Yoo-hoo!
Uh-oh.
Jenny thinks that she has the key to popularity, parking in cars with the boys at night.
Well, that's how you, I mean,
it's
you
old,
know.
It's old 8675309 herself.
That's how you get popular with the boys, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And the girls will hate that.
Look at this fucking
God,
adult.
Why do they have hairlines that start in eight places? We talked about it on the first part, but God damn.
Jerry brags about taking Ginny out. He learns that she dates all the boys, and he feels less important.
Yeah, well.
What about Ginny? Does that make her really popular?
Yeah, I think the answer is yes. Yeah.
Do the boys and girls like her? Is she welcome to join this group?
Hi, Betty. Ellie.
What up, slut?
Well, there are no more chairs there, so I don't think she has anywhere to sit. No. Sit on my lap there, hot tits.
Rest your tray here, Jenny, for a minute. Thanks. Say, Wally, how's the play coming along?
Oh, okay, Jenny. Here, Jenny.
Fucking
come on, quit acting. Quit acting like you don't love whores. Knock it off.
Well, I'm sorry, Jenny. I don't associate with your kind. At least not out in the open.
The difference between a slut and a bitch. You ever heard that joke?
No.
We used to tell this in high school. Difference between a slut and a bitch. Slut fucks everybody. Bitch fucks everyone except you and me.
Yeah. Been a long time since I heard that one.
Oh, well, that's... I mean, that you know, she'll definitely, she's going to palm it, this girl. She looks the sort.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No, thanks, girls who park in cars are not really popular.
I disagree. I'll fucking take her out a few times.
You know?
Yeah. Mount this dick. You got to at least suck it. I at least got to have some red lipstick at the base of my cock. At least. If you're not going to suck it, beat feet, Jenny.
As they park with. Not when they meet at school or elsewhere.
Yes. Well.
Nothing like being Miss Popularity.
Yeah.
What a fucking hump. Drink your fucking milk, you hump.
A couple of fags.
Jesus.
God. God, this 40s. Guys had to pretend they didn't act. They didn't like getting jerked off.
Right.
Like, what a dumb decade. What a stupid time to be alive. The war was over. Ugh.
Meow, meow.
Okay, Ellie. Now, there's a girl that'd really get my vote.
But that's Grover, huh?
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Ellie.
Why not?
Now, why do they invite Carolyn to join their group when Jenny wasn't welcome? Is it because they like...
Boy, again, I'd like to cover Carolyn's face. Wow. Ooh. She does have a Jay Leno chin, which...
Yeah, it's...
She's got a Greek statue chin, this broad. Holy shit.
Have you seen this one? Have you heard about it?
Have you heard about this? Have you heard the swallowing?
This one looks like she's going to be playing Ethel Mertz in a few years.
She looks just like old fucking
Vivian Vance.
Mm-hmm.
The way she looks and dresses, because she seems as interested in girls as in boys.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, there it
now
is.
Now we're talking.
Fucking genie is out of the bottle.
Fucking tuna breath. Yes. She also looks like God damn. But she's got a very masculine, she's got a tranny chin. Oh,
yeah, she really does. Is that an Adam's apple right
fucking
there?
Fucking Troon McGillicuddy.
Got a deceptively nice rack right here.
Yeah. Boy, I did just all these girls. Cornette just loved titless high school girls.
No scandal about her?
I guess you know everybody, don't you, Carolyn?
Hi.
Yes, hello, Carolyn.
Betty Richards, Carolyn Ames. Betty's leading our class play.
Oh, yes. I looked in on it so yesterday.
We're all in on it in one way or another. I'm on the costume committee.
And Jerry and I are stagehands. Two among a dozen.
Hey, fucking
stagehandies.
Yeah.
Fags.
The fuck is he wearing on his shirt?
Buddy, I can't figure it
Jesus
out.
Jesus Christ.
47 was a weird time. It was like they had to... They still weren't going to act like blacks were people, even though they had fought in the war, But... And then they had to deny that hand jobs were awesome.
Yeah.
Like, what a dumb time to be alive.
I think he got that in the gift shop in his trip to fucking Peru to see the fucking lines in the sand. Fucking idiot.
I enjoyed that very much.
Yeah.
How about you, Wally? Where do you fit in all this?
Oh, I'm a one-man team that does a job with no glory attached.
Yes.
I gather the props together, and boy, what a headache.
Boy, what a headache.
Boy, what a headache.
Yeah.
I'm so gay.
Well, these guys are all closet, aren't
but
they?
But they are, I mean.
Wow.
That kid's leaning up against a closet door, though. He's not trying to get out. He's on vacation in there.
Is this a little subliminal message here that she
she looks better.
She got two straws.
She looks better from this angle than the first one, because on that first angle, it was tough. She was tough to look at. But now they got her. This must be her better side.
You sound like you need a helper. Could I lend a hand?
Would you?
Well,
would you? Oh, wait. Is she a great big fat person?
Dude, your Buffalo Bill is spot on. God damn.
Buddy, I got to tell you, Buffalo Bill gets a workout at my office.
Your name is?
Jack Gordon.
Well, Frederica used to work for Mrs. Lippman. Did you know her?
No.
Oh, wait.
Was she a great big fat person?
She was a big girl, sir.
It's like,
Oh, wait.
Is she a great big fat person? What are you, about a size 14? All right, I'm done.
Good?
Yeah.
Get that out of your system?
Yeah, I'll get it all out of it.
One way or another, I'm on the costume committee.
And Jerry and I are stagehands.
Two among a dozen or so.
How about you, Wally? Where do you fit in all this?
Oh, I'm a one-man team that does a job with no glory attached. I gather the props together, and boy, what a headache.
You sound like you need a helper. Could I lend a hand?
You sure can.
Would you? Would you really?
Sure, I'd like it.
Which one's your jerking hand? I bet you the other girl would tell me what her jerking hand was.
I'm sure they all probably know.
Well, you a righty or a lefty? Are you a lefty jerker? And a righty fondler? Or like, what are we doing here? What's your deal? Every girl does it differently.
I don't know anything about props, but I could learn.
Well, I need some help too, Carolyn.
Hey, lay off. I saw her first.
They're fighting over.
Fuck out of here, cunt.
Yeah. But in the meantime, the true hypocrisy of this is, in the meantime, they go about their business and all the guys are thinking about getting the other girl in the fucking backseat of dad's car.
Mm-hmm.
That's the true hypocrisy. No one is honest enough to go, buddy, I shot ropes in the back of dad, in the back of dad's fucking Edsel. I don't need to tell you, my balls hurt when it was over. She fucking milked me like a cow. That's the hypocrisy. I mean, you got to be honest enough to go, look, I like pussy and I like getting blown and jerked off. And like, if this girl's going to get in the back seat, then let's go, honey. You know.
We got to get to class. Well, we can't be late now.
No,
we're good kids.
No, let's hurry.
Hurry.
Say, we ought to get together and talk over those props a little.
Uh-huh.
Could you meet me backstage at 3:15?
Oh, that'd be fine, Wally.
Oh, that'd be fine, Wally.
Uh-huh. Maybe backstage where there are no lights.
Yeah, prop room.
Uh-huh. I think maybe I'll take Carolyn to the dance Saturday night.
Well, better go ahead and ask her if we could work out a double date.
Ah, Saturday's soon enough.
Now, Carolyn is... Now, she's... Nope. Sorry, I... got a mouthful. Hello?
Hello? Oh, hello, Wally.
I was wondering if you'd like to go to the Strand to see a movie Saturday night.
Oh, do the Strand.
What?
What was that? That song by Roxy Music, Do the Strand? Do the Strand. Who's the singer of that band? Sound like fucking Dracula ass.
And then go over to Teen Town, maybe.
Oh.
What the fuck is Teen Town?
I don't know, but I want to go there. Yeah. Me and Jeffrey Epstein got a date.
Teen Town is the waylay stop between here and Epstein's Island.
Yes. I love Teen Town. Oh, I couldn't wait to go to Teen Town. Holy shit.
Going to Teen Town for some Pound Town, baby.
Yeah, well.
Jesus. 18 Town. 18 Town.
Yeah, I saw a map of Age of Consent at all the states of the country today, and 18 is a rarity. It's 16 pretty much everywhere.
Oh, is it 16?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, if this stupid map I saw on dumb Twitter today is to be believed, which you can't believe anything you see in the fucking...
You can't?
No. This just in.
I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, I bet.
So we did go to the moon then, you're telling me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You can't get it past Kim Kardashian,
Earth,
though. She's not going
to... Earth is round?
Yeah.
Right?
God damn it. Fuck.
The Strand to see a movie Saturday night.
Do the Strand.
And then go over to Teen Town, maybe.
Yes.
Well, yes, I...
Or if you'd rather go with the gang on a skating party and weenie roast, we'd...
I got a weenie you can roast. I got one you can put in your mouth, though.
Go throw hot dogs down a hallway?
Buddy. Fucking 1947 pussy must have been...
Oh.
Tight as a snare drum.
If you could get to it.
Oh, forget it.
It's like fucking Indiana Jones down there. Boulders and snakes, man, and scorpions.
Man, is that a better movie than Raiders of the Lost Ark? What a great fucking...
You know,
movie.
I have not sat down and watched that start to finish in years.
Man.
And I need to.
Do yourself that favor this weekend.
Yeah, I think
it's
I will.
It's really something.
Yeah.
Ah, damn.
I got to start. You know what? I got to start writing this shit down. Trixie asked me last night after you left. We sat down and watched TV. She goes, what's that? Something you said you wanted to watch, you know? And I'm sitting there staring at the TV. Cannot think of a fucking thing. Finally, she remembered I'd wanted to watch the last half of the season 5 of Yellowstone. And,
oh, wow, yeah. They have the 5 seasons already?
Yeah. Well, they kind of did a Sopranos thing, like where they did, season 5 is the last season, and they kind of split it up. Like they showed you the first, whatever, half,
Breaking
5,
Bad
6,
did
whatever.
That too.
Did they? Okay. Yeah. And so the other one's been out for a little while now, and it's, I don't know, I've enjoyed that show. It's
people
been
are,
entertaining to
people
me.
People seem to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I've not seen it, but Costner left that show, right? He left
he
it?
He did.
Okay.
Yeah. The way it's going right now, he's still on and the episodes I'm watching, but I think he's going to fucking kick off here shortly. I think they kill him off.
Mm. Have to leave earlier for that, though. But we get home at a decent time.
If you're going to the weenie roast, don't forget to scrub that fucking pussy.
Yeah, really. Fucking Veronica, whatever your name is.
Betty.
Oh, yes, that's right.
It is Betty, actually.
I can't keep track of it.
This hump, fucking Wally. Yeah, they pick some fucked up dudes' names in these, man.
Well, I mean, he's got, you know, I just hate the way they're just seems so uncomfortable way to dress.
Oh, I know.
I mean, what is...
Must take him an hour to get dressed, you know?
It looks so uncomfortable.
You got fucking pants and then a shirt and then a cardigan and a t-shirt underneath
that.
Jesus Christ.
And it's June.
Lighten the fuck up, Wally.
I mean, they're talking about prom, so this kid's body temperature is fucking 117 all day long. He's got 3 goddamn shirts on. Jesus Christ.
Well, you watch this fucking old man's going to come in a three-piece suit and working in it all fucking day. Can you imagine having to suit up every fucking day to go into the office?
Jeff, I'm 53 years old.
Jesus Christ. They're lucky I have pants on.
I'm 53. I'm not going to put on a work shirt. It's not happening. I'm not going to be told how to dress.
I can't imagine getting up every fucking morning and putting on a three-piece suit and tie to go to fucking... Oh,
no.
God.
No, it sounds awful. Ugh. That's no way to live.
No, it's fucking not.
That's no way to live, boy.
And then fucking coming home and fucking doing yard work, and what do you do to fucking dress for that? You take off the coat and tie.
Yeah, right, right. But you still got the sleeves and the fucking the whole thing on. Yeah, no, I know.
Jesus. Fucking idiots.
Yeah, that's bad, bad deal.
Oh, the skating sounds like loads of fun.
Yeah. Speaking
loads,
of loads, I'd like
loads
for you to,
of fun.
Speaking of loads, I'd like for you to jerk me off while I drive you to the get together, if you don't mind.
This would be like the scene in Animal House where she's got the gloves on. Greg, honey, is there anything happening yet?
Like I said in one of these episodes a couple of seasons ago, I guess, come on the inside of the windshield like a pterodactyl load.
Wally has used a lot of common sense in putting the invitation this way.
Yes.
It shows he has thought about what Carolyn might like. And he has implied his price range, so she will have some idea of what he can afford when she makes her choice.
No.
Carolyn likes it better this way, too. It's doing the girl no favor to leave it entirely up to her. It puts her on a spot.
No. Girls can't make decisions.
They
can't
think. What the fuck?
They can't think for themselves
yet.
Haven't
learned to think yet.
That's 50 years away.
Is it, though, really?
Well.
All right, Wally. On Saturday at 5, then. Bye.
Well, that phone call didn't go on for hours. A pretty sensible attitude toward telephone conversations.
Then she goes to
writing
her desk
it down
calendar
her
to write it down.
Planner.
What, have you got Alzheimer's? What are you, my age? What are you writing it down for? You can't remember something a few days away?
Fucking put it in your phone, you dumb cunt.
Jeff, I got to tell you, though.
Oh, yeah?
They don't have cell phones yet.
You've not seen the videos of the time travelers with the phones? Huh? Remember, you can believe everything the interweb.
I love fun conspiracies like that. He's holding a cell phone. Even if she had a cell phone in a Charlie Chaplin movie, there's no fucking towers to run the goddamn thing.
Go back in time. I'm taking my cell phone. Yeah, good. Good.
Yeah,
go
all
for
right,
it.
Good.
Yeah, okay, good. Good.
Carolyn keeps a date calendar.
Yeah,
not
does.
A bad idea.
Well, no, so no, she's fucking using an ink pen that fucking Benjamin Franklin
used to write the fucking
Jesus Christ. Is that the first ink pen? She dipped it in a fucking well and wrote the goddamn. Holy shit. It's got a nub. It's a fucking
goddamn fucking eagle quill.
Fucking
Jesus.
It says property of T. Jefferson on the side. God damn.
If found, return to T. Jefferson.
Monticello VA. Golly.
Yeah, she keeps a date calendar so she knows who to go back on for child support. Paternity test. Hey.
Yes. But we haven't caught back up with the whore. We're still on the...
Yeah, that's true. We're still with the good... This is the good girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the one that doesn't suck you off on the first date.
Yeah, what a bummer.
Yeah.
She'll never have the embarrassment of forgetting a date.
Yes.
Or of being ready an hour too late.
Oh, yes. Buddy.
That's a good note to write yourself any night.
Yes.
But especially when you're getting ready for a date.
You gotta open those legs on a first date or get the fuck out. Beat it.
There. You too can do a manicure, Ellie.
Ooh.
I might even know what to wear it with tonight if I only knew if Bill's dug up transportation to the dance. You sure he knew to phone you here at my house? I told him 3 times. I'll have to be getting home to dinner pretty soon. Take my advice. Think twice before you start going steady. Don't you ever go out with anyone else at all? Nope. Well, don't you ever want to? On nights like this I do. Oof. I never know.
Man, she is a fucking pterodactyl-faced woman, man.
She already looks like a 67-year-old grandmother.
She's pretty horrible.
God.
God damn.
Jesus.
I hope that she goes on to find the sweet spot, because right now it's pretty gnarly looking. Ooh.
What he's planned. He just says, for you decide, Ellie.
I should think you'd run out of ideas.
She looks like Harpo Marx in a
She really does.
In a long wig. Holy shit.
You know, she's another one of those. Ugh. You can fucking show movies on her fucking forehead, what too. God damn.
Yes.
Man.
Hi, Becky. What are you doing Saturday night? I have the director's cut of Citizen Kane.
Well, I'm getting to that point.
She's going to end up fucking being a box muncher down the road.
I hope so. I like to see those two in it. If they're not going to 69, then beat it with this movie.
Hello.
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 Oh, hello, Jerry.
Oh, it's Jerry.
Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Newman.
Oh, the props are coming along all right.
Yes.
That's good. Hey, Carolyn, how about a date?
Well, I would love to, but I... Do you guys want to Eiffel Tower me? You and the other guy? You know what an Eiffel Tower is? You know what's funny, Jerry? It's like this.
I don't know, Jerry. When did you have in mind?
Well, what are you doing tonight?
I'm awfully sorry, but I have a date for tonight, Jerry. Tomorrow? No, I'm sorry. Well, call me early next week, Jerry.
Fucking old Jerry. Fucking.
Yeah. Get your act together, Jerry.
He doesn't have a clue.
No, he is... I'll call on Saturday. There's plenty of time.
Okay, Carolyn. Thanks a lot just the same. Goodbye.
It cost me a dime, bitch.
Yeah, really.
Jesus Christ, do you see the fucking phone?
Yeah, no, I did.
God damn.
It's the first phone. Works by carrier pigeon, this phone. It's an old phone, I'm telling you.
Can you imagine that, Ellie? He wanted a date for tonight.
Uh-oh, Ellie is...
Sounds like you're asking her so late went over like a lead balloon, brother.
Maybe so.
Lead balloon, that's what I'm going to name my band.
So, I don't understand. This is about how popular she is, but no one can get a date with her except for the one guy. And the other girl hates her because she's getting asked out? I don't understand if this is popularity. You know, count me out. Just like my podcast. No one listens to it. Jesus.
Well, let's see what else we can do about tonight.
Yes. Oh,
no,
look.
It isn't.
My go into my little book of whores.
Oh, look, it's Backpage.com. I'm going to get my cock sucked by a stranger tonight.
Maybe he's got Ralph the Homosexual's name in
there. Oh, yeah. Ralph is always good. He's always down for a good time, old Ralph.
He always is.
Yeah, he is.
Because Ralph is sick, Brian.
Yes, that's, well, no, I know that.
Too promising for Jerry.
Yeah.
But after all, it's no compliment to any girl to call her so late she thinks she's a very last resort. Well, and sometimes a girl likes a chance to get ready for a date.
Yeah, call the whore that gets in the back seat.
Oh, shit.
Ice skates. It's fucking June.
Hello, Wally. Come on in.
Hello yourself. Hey, look at you all.
Hey, cunt.
All ready and right on time, too. That's a good deal.
Thanks. Mother, are you busy? I'd like you to meet my father. Dad.
Oh, no, hello, son.
He's got a suit on, like you said.
Exactly.
Just fucking
what the fuck?
Beat it.
Jesus.
Your balls are just fetid, warm all goddamn afternoon. It's just, oh.
Well, yeah, there's no air conditioning.
No.
In that office.
Ugh.
Everybody's smoking fucking Lucky Strikes like they're going out of style. Jesus, you're fucking half of the bag by the time you get home.
Bob, you like those Lucky Strikes? You know, 4 out of 5 doctors recommend Lucky
Strikes.
Yes,
they do.
Oh, wait a minute, do they really?
Wally Johnson.
Well, hello, Wally.
Hello, Wally.
Hello,
where's the beaver?
Here I am, darling. And I suppose this is Wally.
That's right, Mrs. Ames. How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
Where's the beaver? Under your daughter's skirt.
Meeting you. Oh, excuse me a second. I forgot my scarf.
Oh,
right
my
there.
God damn it.
Oh, now it's going to get awkward.
You lay a hand on her and I'll fucking kill you.
I will fucking murder you.
I'll kill you myself. You ever see the pistol whipping scene in Goodfellas 50 years from now? I'll fucking beat you.
God damn, that's funny.
I'll fucking beat you half to death in the driveway of the fucking neighbor's house.
While you're working on
while you're working on your
Corvette you don't have yet.
Sports car.
Hasn't been invented yet.
Hasn't been invented until 20 years
ago.
We're
about, we're about 7 years away from the first vet. But trust me, they're going to be awesome.
And I will beat your ass.
Pussy mobiles.
Don't let me interrupt your eating, Mr. Ames. Thanks, Wally. I was just looking into the world of events before we go to dinner.
I tricked him into taking me out tonight. I understand you're having a little trouble.
Can the kitchen and cook, cunt?
Yeah, really? No nights off for the wife?
What
are we doing?
Fuck, you think you're going out?
Trouble with the props or the play?
Oh, not too many now. Much as I hate to admit it, though, Carolyn has hunted down a lot of things that we couldn't find any place.
Here I am, all set.
Like many dildos.
Oh, Carolyn, I made some brownies today. Maybe you and Wally would like them when you get back.
They're pot brownies.
Yeah, right.
If you need something to help you get in the mood to fuck, whip off that chastity belt and get to work.
The milk in the icebox, too, isn't there? How does that...
Fucking icebox. They're still having ice delivered. Jesus Christ.
You know, I'm not going to lie to you. Fucking milk and brownie sounds pretty goddamn good.
It really
good.
Does, actually. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Pardon.
Gee, that sounds good.
Well, it sounds delicious.
We'll pick you up on it, Mrs. Ames. Thanks.
Hey, thanks.
Carolyn and her...
Thanks, toots.
Yeah, thanks, hot tits.
Mother have found one way a girl can repay a boy for entertaining...
With her mouth.
Yes.
A bite to eat at her
open
house will
legs
save him money.
Or shut your face.
They'll bring another couple home with them.
Oh.
There you
swapping.
Go. Oh, yeah.
The old three couple swap. Everyone puts their keys in the bowl.
It's a 1947 key party.
Uh-huh.
Be fun.
Folks know when we'll be home?
We'll be home before 11, Mother.
Wally and Carolyn are saved the embarrassment of the argument about coming in at night.
Yes.
That was settled before Wally arrived. The hour was decided after considering such things as where Carolyn and Wally are going on their date, whether tomorrow is a school day, and how many dates she has had recently.
Do you have your key?
You got to give that thing a rest, sweetheart.
Yeah, honey, if I were you, I'd start sleeping with your underwear off. Let it air out a little bit.
You're going to wear it out.
Buddy, I fucking... God damn it.
It can only hold so much.
Yeah, it's a pussy, not a Packard. You got to give it a break.
You got to let that thing drain for a few days.
Oh, drain for a few days. Oh, my God. Oh, well, that's suitably horrible statement. Drain for a few days.
Oh, boy.
Cum retention.
Whoa.
Here.
The family knows Carolyn will stick to her word.
All right. Have fun, you two.
All right, now get those fucking pants off.
Yeah, beat it. Fucking, your dad's already getting his cock out. Beat feet so I can suck this thing. So we can go out to eat.
I'll take good care of her, Mrs. Ames.
Bye. I'll take good care of her. All right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, you.
Wally fell at ease with Carolyn's parents. And will be eager to return to her home.
Yes.
They liked him, too.
Yes, I like him. Oh.
He is proud to be with Carolyn because she looks well, is friendly with everyone.
Yeah, she is.
And is considerate of their feelings.
Yeah, but don't forget.
She likes him for these same reasons.
Yeah.
And also because he is fun to be with.
Oh, yes.
Home, parents, and personality all help boys and girls to be popular.
Oh, my God.
taking it in the ass can't hurt anything either, okay?
And don't forget to save your pussy virginity for your wedding day. But the ass, though, that's the hole God doesn't watch.
I'm not disagreeing, you're right. Being fun, open personality, yucking up everything. But I'm telling you what, sweetheart, taking it in the ass. That's going to get you a long way.
It's underrated as underrated as a tactic. It'll get you there for sure. All right. Well, that was fun. We did it again this week. Next week. More hijinks.
More.
On TGO Radio. Oh, I turned my thing down. Top
cut. Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.